normally we have a minig to give zecher lemachzta shekel late in the afternoon on Tainus Esther before Mikra Megillah. But this year Tainus Esther is today, Mikra Megillah is on Sunday, so they're different minhagim. So I think the Achrayim say then more correct is to give the zecher lemachzta shekel on Tainus Esther because of the Gemara in Brachas in the first perik that agra the taneisa tzidkasa, that the main schar that a person will get for fasting on a tainus is the fact that he gives a tzedakah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that a person should give that amount of minimum, that amount of money for tzedakah that he saves for not eating the meals. He didn't have breakfast and lunch, probably going to have a bigger supper, but because he didn't have breakfast and lunch, normally he spend a couple of dollars on the breakfast and lunch. He give that amount of tzedakah. So that's why some say that the more correct way to fulfill, the more correct day to fulfill the minig of giving the zecher lemachzta shekel is today as opposed to on Purim. Parsha Zohar is, Taisus has a chiddush. Taisus suggests maybe Parsha Zohar is a din d'oraisa. The Gemara seems to learn it out from a pasuk that you have to have lein Parsha Zohar mitoch haksav. It doesn't say in the pasuk how often you have to learn Parsha Zohar. That's what the Sefer Chinuch raises the suffix: is it once in a lifetime? Once you heard Parsha Zohar, so you yotzi for the rest of your life, or is it once every several years? And maybe it's even once every year, as our practice is. That's only midirabbanan, that is the Shabbos immediately preceding Purim. That's not ben Torah, but it could be the Sefer Chinuch raises the possibility. Maybe it's taka once a year, every year. Why should that be so? So it's famous, the Chasam Sofer says, based on the Gemara in Eilat Metzias, that the Shir Shikcha is Yud Beis Chodesh. People usually, the Messiah after Yud Beis Chodesh, Messiah Shana Naveda, or the Shir Shikcha, if someone dies, Ein Ameis, Mishtakech Ben Alev, Adlacha Yud Beis Chodesh. That's why the minig is that you put up a matzeva when someone passes away. Put up a matzeva, there are different minhagim. Some have the minig put up the matzeva before the Yud Beis Chodesh are up, to indicate that you don't want to forget the Nifter. Others have the minig. You put up the Matzeva immediately after the Yud Beis Chodesh. You already forgot about the Nifter, so then you want to remind yourself, so you put up a Matzeva. So here also, maybe the Shir Shikcha is Yud Beis Chodesh, so you should, Lois Ishkach, it says you should lein Parsha Zohar, Lois Ishkach. So you should lein Parsha Zohar once a year, every year. That's the Shal, if you have a Shana Muberes, so you have 13 months. So if it's, you take the Gemara literally, the Shir Shikcha is Yud Beis Chodesh, what do you do if you have Yud Gimel Chodesh? The Chasam Sofer says they should have in mind when they lain Parsha Zohar, where is it, the end of Parsha's Kisetze? When they lain Parsha's Kisetze, everybody should have in mind. So you won't have Yud Beis Chodesh go by without having heard the Parsha Zohar. The Pimgadim raises a possibility that maybe when you lain Parsha Zohar, maybe the Birchas HaTorah is Le'ikuv. Because Gemara says on the first daf in the second parak in Brachas that whenever you do a mitzvah deraisa, the bracha is not miyakev, because it can't be. How can the bracha be miyakev? The mitzvah is deraisa, and the bracha is only midirabbanan. So the Tosfos HaRosh says on that Gemara, mashma for the Gemara, that if you would have had a mitzvah deraisa with the bracha is deraisa, there would be room to assume that the bracha is miyakev. So that's what the Prima Gadim raises the possibility. Could be that the Bracha on the Kriyas Aliyah, Parsha Zohar is deraisa. So that's what they announce in all the yeshivas. Everybody should have in mind to be yotze with the Parsha Zohar and to be yotze with the brachas also. Because according to that Prima Gadim, it could be it's Ma'akev. There's a Shadus Hatshuvah's Dvar Avraham, but it's written by the last Rav in Kovna. He died in the middle of the Second World War before they had a chance to kill him. He died from sickness in the middle of the war. So he has a letter that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman wrote to him, where Rabbi Chanan writes, he never heard of any pesuk that says like that. Rabbi Chanan never looked in the Prima Gadim. Maybe he didn't have a Shulchan Aruch that had a Prima Gadim. So he writes, he never heard of any pesuk that said like that. Why not? It's a good argument. What the Prima Gadim advances, that argument, that the Birchas HaTorah should be miyakev on Parsha Zohar. So he explains that he thinks that Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. Doesn't mean every time you lay in an aliyah, Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. When you wake up in the morning, you say Birchas HaTorah. But it doesn't necessarily mean when you get an aliyah, you have to say b'chasatar. So that's, but the minig in the yeshiva says that they announce everyone should have a mind to be yotze with the brachas and with the parsha zocher. Sefer Chinuch writes that women are not mechuyif to hear parsha zocher because the whole purpose of parsha zocher, everyone should remember to go to join the army and wipe out Amalek, and women are not drafted into the army. Rav Nosson Adler was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sefer, and he thought that there's room to dingzach, to argue with the Sefer Achinuch. Minchas Chinuch also raises the issue, and they raise the possibility maybe women should be mechuyif to hear Parsha Zohar, not like the Sefer Achinuch. That's why in Germany, because of Rav Nosson Adler, that's why in Germany they had a practice that they would lane Parsha Zohar again right before Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. For the women who missed in the morning. Women had little babies. They couldn't go to shul in the morning. So they had a second Kriyas Parsha Zohar. When Rav Chaim Kanievsky reprinted one of his Svarim, Time of the Krah, on Tanakh, so he reprinted a few times. So on one of the reprintings, his mother passed away. Mrs. Kanievsky, his mother passed away way before the father, many years before the father. So his mother was a sister of the Chazon Ish. So when he reprinted one of the editions, so he added on a section, Divrei Torah that he heard from his mother in the name of her brother, the Chazon Ish. So one of the Divrei Torah is this, that the Chazon Ish told the sisters, they had a big family, a lot of brothers and sisters. So the Chazon Ish told the sisters he doesn't think that women are more mechuyev in Parshas Zohar than regular Parshas HaShavua. So if usually they don't go to shul all year long, they don't go to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah, they shouldn't feel obligated to go for Parsha Zoch. But that's the machlokes. Shlomo Levilna was a kohen, and he has a sefer Binyan Shlomo, and he has a table of contents for every essay that he has in the sefer. And he writes in the table of contents that he had a whole essay explaining why a kohen should not be the balkore for Parsha Zohar, because just like women are potter from Parsha Zohar, because they're not drafted into the army, so Kohanim can't be in the army either, because in the army they shoot to kill, they're going to be dead bodies all over the place. Kohanim is not allowed to be Metamel or Mason, so Kohanim obviously are not drafted into the army, so since the Kohanim are like women, they're not mechuyev to join the army, so they're not mechuyev in Parsha Zohar, kol ha-potam and ha-dover, and imotzias rabbi yudechosim. It can't be moitzi the tzibur with Parsha Zohar, unless you yourself are mechuyev in Parsha Zohar. So this is what he planned to print in the essay. He writes in the table of contents, that's what the gist of what he wrote. And his brother, Rabbi Tzal of Vilna, his older brother, told him to leave it out, that it's not correct. He doesn't explain why it's not correct, but that's a question in halacha, whether Kohanim were drafted into the army or not. So there's a Mordechai on Gittin who quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin. Mordechai should have been in Kiddushin, but the Mordechai is in Gittin. The Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin discusses dinam of Yefas Toya. So the Gemara has a shaila, is a soldier who's a kohen permitted to marry a Yefas Toya? A regular soldier is not allowed to marry a non-Jewish girl, it's intermarriage. If a kohen marries a non-Jewish girl, it's an additional isa. Not only intermarriage, it's an isa zayin l'kohen. Even if the girl's going to convert, it's going to be an isa. A giyoris asur l'kohen. We assume a giyoris is asura min atayra to a kohen. So the Gemara has a suffix. Maybe the Torah was only makel when there's one Isser of intermarriage, Yifas Torah. Maybe if the kohen is a soldier, if the soldier is a kohen, maybe there's no het to Yifas Torah. The Gemara proceeds to have a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara distinguishes between Bi Rishon and Bi Ashniya. So the Mordechai says, what do you mean a soldier was a kohen? Obviously, you see that there are kohanim who are drafted in the army. If there are no kohanim who are soldiers. So what's the whole discussion? How does he come to have a discussion with his muti if I stay or not? So you see, from the Gemara, you do draft Kohanim. That was the psak of the chief rabbi Nathan Adler, not to be confused with Rav Nosson Adler. Nosson Adler was the rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. Chief rabbi Nathan Adler was also a kohen. He was the chief rabbi of England. He was same generation at the same time as Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch. They learned the same time in Germany. So he had a paskin by the First World War, I think, that Kohanim are drafted into the army. Kohanim said that the British government is not allowed to draft them into the army because they're not allowed to be Metamei L'Maisim. So the chief rabbi had to give an opinion. So he paskin that they are drafted into the army. The Shabina Rav has a tshuva about this, and he quotes this in in his sefer, and he quotes this Mordechai in Mordechai in Gittin, who quotes that Gemara in Kiddushin. No, mitzvah saseh as magram means that zman is machayev. Here, there's a din zachar lois ishkach. When the woman becomes bas mitzvah, she would be mechayev to hear parsha zachar, and you have to refresh your memory once a year, every year, if you hold like the sefer achinach. That's not called the zman. Magram means if zman is the machayev. Here, when she becomes bas mitzvah, that's the machayev. It wouldn't be called zman grama. Like benching birchas hamazon. It's not called zman grama. If I eat the meal today, I can't bench next year. I have to bench soon after eating the meal. Once the food is ready, once I'm starving and ready for a new meal, it's too late to say birchas hamazon. That's not called zman grama because there's a limitation in time when you can recite the benching. Zman grama means when zman is goreim the chiyuv. Zman is machayev.
Could the comment be
Yoshim
al Kalim, not actually?
Could be. I don't know. Could be. There's a famous comment that the Oinig Yontov has in the Hakdama to his Sefer. I remember when I was a Talmud in Yeshiva, the Rebbe told us over this comment in the Hakdama to the Oinig Yontov that in the Haftorah, Shaul HaMelech defends himself a little bit when Shmuel HaNavi appears and he says, how come you violated Dvar Hashem? So he says that all of the people were grabbing Sholol from, he was instructed to kill Amalek and to kill all the men and all the behemoths and everything. So he defends himself. He says the people were all grabbing and he was afraid to put up a fight. So what kind of a defense is that? So the Oneg Yontov has a whole explanation. He says that the din of Mechias HaMolek is only mutal on the melech. Because the Gemara has that there are gimel mitzvahs that you have to fulfill in a specific order. First, l'hamel ha-melech, then l'hach rizar shal ha-molek, then the livnes l'hem beis ha-bchir. So Shaul was appointed a melech. That's the Rambam. It's called Hilchus Melochim u'melcham o'seihim. Melchamas are for the Melech to wait. Melech is supposed to lead the people in the Melchama. So the Oneg Yontov quotes a Yerushalmi, I think it's Yerushalmi in Hoyrius, that for 6 months David HaMelech was running away from his son Avshalom, who was out to kill him. So during those 6 months, if he would be Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he would be Miskape B'Kizbo Sira. The din is Asher Nosa Yechta, we read last week in Parshas Vayikra. If a private person eats chelav adama, violates an isakores, he has to bring chatas chelav, he has to bring kizbo sira. If the kangodol is machal shabbos b'shogeg, he brings par kangodol. If the beznagodol made a mistake in psak, it's par halandav shal tzibur. Hashem nosi yachto, if the melech sins b'shogeg, he brings soyer nosi, he brings a different kind of a korban. So the Yerushalmi says that during those 6 months that David HaMelech was not running the show, he was running away from his son, so he would be miskapa b'kizbo sira. He didn't have the din of a melech. So that's what the Oneg Yontov says, that this was the justification that Shaul HaMelech gave. Ki ha-reis yisam, I was afraid of the people, so I lost my status of melech. Lose my status of melech, so there's no din of mechias ha-melech. So he didn't do anything wrong. So why did he lose? So why did he taka lose the kingdom? Because he shouldn't have been afraid. That's why he shouldn't have been afraid.
Didn't we say there's a story of the Chatam Sofer is walking down the street and he thought a guy looked like an Amaleki? Is the Chatam Sofer a din of Melech?
No, they have that story in the biographies. I just wonder if it's true. I can't believe that it's true. The din of Mechias HaMolek is only Boifen Shel Mochama. The Rambam writes, if you're walking down the street and you bump into one of the Zainumas and you don't kill him, that's a Chiyav Hariga. But the Rambam never says you're walking down the street, you bump into an Amaleki. I don't think that story is true. There's an official biography of the Chasam Sofer, Chutam Shulosh, by one of the grandchildren. It doesn't appear not in that book. It's in the other story books.
The guy with the Twitter, we said for women, so that means someone was one of Ice Chadash and not the care of one of those things. Would he also not be clear to hear Shabbos Sofer?
This Talmud, the Gemara says these three pturim only apply to Melchemes Rishus, Melchemes Mitzvah. You don't have an exemption. They don't have to draft everybody in the army. They don't need a million people in the army. They have a right to draft. Even these pturim don't apply. But women, you don't draft in the army even for Melchemes Rishus. Unless imams need them. If you have no choice, so you draft everybody. In Melchemes HaShechur, children before Bar Mitzvah were also fighting. Everybody was fighting. They didn't have enough people. Men, women, and children, everybody was fighting. But if you have enough people, then you don't draft women in the army, even by Mohammed's mitzvah. Yeah?
Does that answer this question for the Kohen, that like in the army, that it's like, it's Mohammed's mitzvah,
would that be Essay Dechalos Essay? I don't think so. Tumas Kohen is probably Essay Vilois Essay. I don't think he would say Essay Dechalos Essay. I don't think so. Anyway, the Mordechai says, Mordechai claims, he's even more, that you do draft Kohan. Chief Rabbi Kepaskin, right? That you do draft them. The Gemara has a famous comment on the Pasuk Vayore Banochal, when Shmuel Hanovi instructed Shaul HaMelech, now you are appointed as king. Osi Sholach Hashem L'moshe Chol HaMelech Alama Yisovat Teshmal L'kol Divrei Hashem, and you have to fight Melchamas Hashem. That's the role of the Melech, to fight to wage war. So the Pasuk is Vayavashol Elir Amalek. He came to the city where the Amalekim were. Vayore Banachal. So the Pasuk Pshat was, he started to wage war, Banachal. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. He was arguing why he shouldn't fulfill a mitzvah. That's not humanitarian. That's terrible to go wipe out a whole nation. That's scandalous. So he was arguing, there is a din in the Torah of Egla Rufa, one person. If you find one Jewish person is murdered, you have to bring an egla rufa and nachal eson in the nachal. So because of one person, you have to bring an egla rufa. So now, how can it be that they tell me to kill the whole nation of Amalek? How can it be? He didn't like the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Kol hamarachem al ha'achzorim lepsoif nasar achzori al ha'rachmonim." That because his priorities were all twisted, because he felt that his seichel, he's gonna decide what the dinim should, which dinim makes sense, which dinim don't make sense. The Novi gave him explicit instructions that he should kill all of the men, the women, and the children, and all the behemoths and everything. Should wipe out all of Amalek, and he didn't listen. So because he thought that he knew better, so that's why later on he became achzar on the Rachmanim. Killed out the whole city, Novi Rakoinim. A lot of people, they think that they know better than the Torah. Their seichel dictates to them which mitzvahs to fulfill. So the Gemara says that that was Shaul's mistake. Vayorav Banochel. He's arguing based on the din of Nachal Eson, the din of Egla Rufa. I remember also when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, a different Rebbe, not the Rebbe who told us Dainik Yantav, a different Rebbe had a comment on the Haftorah that there is a machlekes hatanoim in the Mechilta regarding the pasuk Mishor v'yatzeh migomel v'adchamor, that Shaul HaMelech was instructed to kill all the behemoths from Amalek. Is that the din l'doros, or was that only Hayrosh? Maybe the din l'doros only requires you should kill the people of Amalek. Maybe killing the behemoths was only Hayrosh. So that's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mechilta. And different Rishonim write differently. Some write like this, some write like that. So I remember my Rebbe made a comment that when Shaul HaMelech finally does tshuva, he says, Chotosi, ki avarti espi Hashem es dvarecha, ki ereis yisoam vo eshma b'koylom. So what does he say? Avarti espi Hashem ve es dvarecha. So the Rebbe suggested, avarti espi Hashem means I violated the din d'araisa. Es dvarecha v'zoiv al divrei novi. He violated both. He didn't kill Agag. Agag was one of the people of Amalek. So that was dvar Hashem. He violated the din d'araisa. Ve es dvarecha, he v'zoiv al divrei novi, that he allowed the people to keep the behemoths. So that's if you should assume that killing the behemoths was only Hayrosh Shoah. So that's an interesting interpretation in the pasuk. Anyway, this Shabbos is Parsha Zochar. Everybody should have in mind to be Yotzi Parsha Zochar. This Shabbos is also Parsha Tzav. So Tzav begins with the din of Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is an obligation every single day. when you have an awful lot of ashes on top of the mizbech, then you have to do haitzos hadeshen. But tias hadeshen and mechutz lamachane, that's not a daily mitzvah. That's when it's too much deshen on the mizbech. But trumas hadeshen is the first avoida in the morning every day of the year. You take off a little bit of deshen, you put it on the floor of the summer, eitzal hamizbech, not mechutz lamachane. Some eitzal hamizbech. The Gemara says that for many, many years a nes occurred, and the trumas hadeshen would be nivla bimkoma, it gets swallowed up. When did they do trumas hadeshen? So the Mishnah says, a kros hagever, approximately kros hagever. That's the question. When is kros hagever? When the rooster crows, is that alos hashachar? Is it before alos hashachar? But the Mishnah says that sometimes they did trumas hadeshen at chatzos. When there was a big crowd in the Azar, they did Trumas HaDeshen and Chatzos HaLayla. So it's clear that Trumas HaDeshen is an Avodah that's kosher balayla, can be done balayla. Trumas HaDeshen has to have big dekuna. Pasuk says they have to wear big dekuna when they do Trumas HaDeshen. When they do Chatzos HaDeshen, that's not an Avodah. That doesn't have to have big... It doesn't have to have... because it's name has... Godem Acherim is also a big dekuna. Doesn't have to have big dekuna, I don't think so. Hatzuas Hadeshen. But the Trumas Hadeshen is Mamash and Avoido. And the Gemara says that Trumas Hadeshen is considered the Tchilas Avoido Sayyim. Yeah. Till you do Hatzuas Hadeshen, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't remember. And how do we pass Kentucky? I don't remember. Okay. An interesting din. How much do you take? Rashi writes, Chumash, and Rashi on the Gemara writes in a few places, you take Meloha Machto of Deshen. The Rashash writes that he doesn't know what the source is. He writes that he thinks Mikra Dina Kazayas would be enough. He doesn't know how Rashi knows that you take Meloha Machto. Then the pasuk continues with the dinim of Korban Mincha, that you have to do kmitza on a normal Korban Mincha, unless it's a Minchas Koyin. Minchas Koyin is kol otia. And then it says, lo seyofu chametz, you're not allowed to make the Korban Mincha into chametz, because it's a din of Sora Dvash. Is it din? Chametz is all year long by Korban Mincha. Chametz for everybody else only on Pesach. Here is a din of chametz in the Beis Hamikdash all year long. Not to allow a Korban Mincha to become chametz. And the pasuk reads, "Lo siyaf chametz, kama semicolon chelkom nasati osam ishi Hashem meishoy." So the Gemara comments that Torah Balpeh darshins that you read the phrases together. Lo siyaf chametz chelkom, even the Shiyori HaMincha that are necholim to the Kohanim, also there's a din losiyah for chametz. Not only on the komets, the chelik haniktar on the mizbeach, that's the pshuto shal mikro, but even on losiyah chametz chelkam, the chelik hanechal, the Shiyori HaMincha that's nechal by the zichri kunin, the azara, also there's a din losiyah for chametz. Why? Because the Gemara says Kohanim echolim abayla miskaprim, that the achilas haKohanim by the mincha is considered as if it's achilas mizbeach. So just like the achilas hamizbeach, just like the haktor, chelik haniktor, you're not allowed to make it chametz, at the chelik hanechal, also you're not allowed to make it chametz. There's a sefer when you learn Yerideya, when you learn chulim with Yerideya, so you use the sefer Torah Abayis by the Rashbo. So the Rashbo was a Talmud of the Ramban, and Rabbaran Alevi, the Ra'o was also a Talmud of the Ramban. So every three pages, the Ra'o has a long hasoga, and the Berak Abayis. Then the Rashba wrote the Mishmeres Abayis to defend what he wrote in the Torah Abayis from all of the Hasogas of the Ra'o. So the Ra'o writes a Chiddush over there on this Pasuk, that just like the Chazal Darshan the Pasuk, the Torah Baal Peh Darshan, Lo Siyaf HaChametz Chelkom, that the Chelek HaNechel also has an Issa Chametz, so he's Mecharish that the Chelek HaNechel also requires Al Kol Minchoscha Takrid Melech. That just like you have to salt the Chelek HaNiktar on the Mizbeach, so too, you have to put salt on the Chelek HaNechal, because Kohanim Echolim Mebalim Miskap, Machilas HaKohenim, is compared to Haktorah Al Gabi HaMizbeach. an interesting chiddush. There is a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Pei Tes, but the Gemara had a whole discussion goes on for three blot Gemara, Peches, Pei Tes, Daf Tzadik, about how far does the authority of the Chachamim go to make dinim the Rabbanon. You say Yeshkach Biyad Chachamim only Lakadav Manator B'Shevi Al Tasa. Chachamim were authorized to instruct us that we're not allowed to Lo Shoifem Rashana falls out on Shabbos. Can they even permit a Neshes Ish to remarry? The Gemara has a discussion on the Mishnah there. The Mishnah says Eid Echad is Neman by Meis Baila. So the Pashup Pshat is Menat Torah, you have to have two Kosher Eidim. It's only Mid Rabbanah Eid Echad is believed. So is there such a din? Chachamim have authority to permit a Neshes Ish to remarry? Is an Isar of Lysinov. So Yesh Kach B'Yad Chachamim, even like a Dom and a Torah B'Kum B'Yasei, and maybe only B'Shevi Altas. So it's a whole sugi over there. So Gemara says, well, on some occasions they declare that a korban is possible, that a korban mincha is possible, a korban chatas is possible, and they require the person to bring another korban chatas, another korban mincha. But let's say a korban chatas is not bob and edder and edova. So how can they require of him that he can bring? It's Yesh Koach Laka B'Kum B'Yasei. He's bringing chulam ba'azara. He can't bring another chatas. If you were yoitzim in a Torah, when you brought the first chatas and the whole psul was only the Rabbanon, so how can a chacham require of the person who should bring a second chatas? So the Gemara says some kind of an answer. So the two girsas, what the answer is. So in our Gemara, in our editions, it has one girsa. The Rashba and the Chidushim there on Yevamos, on Daf Peites, quotes the girsa Sagoinim that goes as follows. The Chachamim said, Yesh koach laka b'shevi al tasa. They told the Kohanim, don't eat the Bisar HaChatos. When the fellow brought the Chatos the first time, that was Koshim and Atar, and Posam with the Rabbanon. So with the Rabbanon, they said, act b'shevi al tasa, don't eat the Bisar HaChatos. Once the Kohanim don't eat the Bisar HaChatos, then the Bala Korban is not Yotzi his Korban. Because the Aloch across Kohanim, Echlim, Ubailim is Kaprim. So it's understood if the Kohanim don't eat, that the Bailim are not miskaprim. That's the Giras HaSagayim. If the Kohanim are not Echlim, then the Balaam are not miskarpim. All the Rishonim say there ain't no such din. It doesn't exist. There is no such din. Vohara'ya, that Achilas Kohanim is not miyakeves and being Yotzei the Korban. The Gemara says if the Basar was Nitma Oisha Ovad, all Basar that the Kohanim is supposed to eat gets lost. It becomes Nitma. So the Kohanim can't eat any of the Basar. So Yotzei the Korban anyway. So the Goyim say, no, that's because if the Basar is Nitma, the Basar is Ovad, then there is no mitzvah sachilo. But if the Basar is here, Lefaneinu, and it's not Tomei, and there's a mitzvah in Torah to eat it, and the Kohanim are Mevat LeMitzvah, they don't eat it, then the Bala Korban is not Yotzei the Korban. That's a fantastic Chiddush. To take that Gemara so literally, Kohanim Echlem, Abayla Meskaprim, Chilas Kohanim is like Haktorah Agabi HaMizbeach. That's why you need Dafke, they should eat it, Zichri Kun, have to eat it in the Azara. Because it's like an avoida, considered like an avoida. It's a big chiddush.
Can you say Eidat Anan Yisurin by Ishadush? Would that be Yisurin?
No, it should be Dov, it should be Ervon. The Gemara seems pretty clear. Men Atari really needs Shnei Eidim by Ishadush to be Mata de Isha, to say Meis Baila. Pashtus is that it's a Dov, it should be Ervon, needs two Eidim. So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim. So how did they have the authority? If we pass Ganen Kach B'Yachachamim, Lakadav Menatar B'Kum B'Yasei, how did they have the authority to permit the woman to remarry based on Eid Echad? If Menatar needs Shnei Eidim, so how can they allow her to violate Loisina? So Rashi has a suggestion, Tosis has a suggestion, all the Rishonim, each one has a different suggestion. It's very unclear. But the whole Sugya begins with that on that Mishnah. Mishnah says Eid Echad is Neman, and it's only Medir Rabbanon. So is that true? Yesh Kach B'Yachacham Lakadav Menatar B'Kum B'Yasei. They can permit a woman to violate the Loisina. How can it be? Eid Echad, yeah, Eid Echad in Isurim, but this is Dovish B'Yerva. There are different areas. There's Isurim, then there's Dovish B'Yerva, then there's Din and Nefashis, then there's Din and Mamanis. So Mamanus Nefashis and Dovish of the Erva all need Shnei Eidim Ksherim. And Isurim Eid Echad is Neman, right? But Eishes Ish is considered Dovish of the Erva. That's a good question. That's a very good question. The Rishonim discuss it. Okay? They come up with different answers, different explanations. Rabbi Natam holds that Nida is not called Gili Arayis. The Arayis that it echod is Neman. So someone holds a gun to someone's head and he said, you be Baal Anida, I'm going to shoot you. So Pikoach Nefesh is Doicha de Issa. Because it's not called Gili Arayis. Why? So he says, because you learn how to read Echad Neman Yisurim, and he says, the Vlad is not a Mamzen, Kiddush and Atofsin. Benita. So the, if it would have been Gili Arayis, you should have said Ein Kiddush and Tovsin. You should have said Avlad Mamza. And the Rambam clearly disagrees with the Rabbi Natan. The Rambam writes a few times that Nida Bechlal HaArayis, Nida is Gili Arayis. It's an exception to the rule that despite the fact that it's Gili Arayis, the Kiddush and Atovsin and the Vlad is not a Mamza, but the Rambam holds that it is Gili Arayis and it would be Yehoreg Val Yavar. Shulchan Aruch says that the, you say Yehoreg Val Yavar. They quoted Chuvas HaRamban. That need is Yehoreg Val Yavar. It's a question: how should we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch? Because the Rabbi Natam disagrees. Rabbi Natam is on the first daf in Yevamos. We once learned Yevamos, the non-Yevamos part of Yevamos. We once learned Yevamos, so it's on the first daf of Yevamos. This Rabbi Natam appears.
Is that related to Hidach
There are different definitions of what's Dovish of Yerva. So the Rabbeinu Tam's definition is Dovish of Yerva depends, is there an Issa Gili Arayis? So he says from the fact that Erech and Emim Yisroim applies to Nida, that's a clear indication that Nida is not Gili Arayis. It's only an Issa. Eating Chametz but Pesach also has Koris and it's not Gili Arayis. So just because Nida has Koris doesn't necessarily indicate that it's Gili Arayis. And the other Rishonim have a different definition of Dovish HaBi'Erva. They hold Dovish HaBi'Erva is unrelated to Gili Arayis. But that's Rabbi Natan's definition in Sefer Yosha. Yeah, the Pasuk says regarding a Korban Mincha that it has the status of Kodesh Kadoshim, Kol HaSheiga Bohem Yigdosh. Any other food that touches the Mincha becomes Kodesh. Why? Have a Coca-Cola bottle. It touches the Mincha, the Coca-Cola becomes Kodesh. How is that? So the Gemara says, Kol HaShe'iga Bohem, Kol HaShe'iga Bifsar Yigdash, means if it'll be Nivla, if the Mincha will be Nivla into some other Basar, so that's a din of Kiker. Just like the Mincha is also Lizarim, it's only Mutta to Zichrikune, it's only Mutta Yom Velaylo At Chatzai, so whatever will be Bolea, the Tam of the Mincha, will say Tam Kiker. So that's a problem. We have other psukim. If the only mocker for Tam Kiker would have been Kol HaShe'iga Bohem Yigdosh, then the Gemara says, Chula Mikotchim Lo Yafini. You wouldn't be able to derive from this pasuk to Kol HaTarkula that there's a din of Tam Kiker on normal Macholos Asuris. So you need another pasuk. So once you have the other pasuk, what do you need this pasuk for? It should be a Kal V'chomer. If there's a din of Tam Kiker by Chulin, there certainly should be a din of Tam Kiker by Kotchim, the Isuri Kotchim, a Machomer. So the Tosis Rid in Chulin is bothered with this kasha. And he comes up with a whopper of a teretz. He says that in Kol HaTarkula, the din of Tam Kiker only applies up until Shishim. Once you have Shishim, there's no more Tam Kiker. There is going to be a little faint Tam, that's a Tam Kolosh. So a Tam Kolosh min HaTorah is not a problem. But by Kochim, with more Machmer, even past Shishim. And he wants the Tosis Rid is very free, very loose at changing girsois in the Gemara. So he thinks that we should correct the girsois in the Gemara to put this into the Gemara. We don't have such a Gemara. He didn't have it either. Tezrid didn't have it either. So he recommends, he thinks he should put this into the Gemara. Someone has to look to all the Tezrid. He's very, very loose at changing girsois in Gemaras. On Gemaras that he didn't have such a girsois. But that's his suggestion. That by Kochim it's Mochomis, even if you have Shishim, it'll still be Asa. Mohammed Dikadin of Tam Kiker. Then the Torah has an institution of Minchas Chinuch. We're so used to the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, we forgot that there was a korban that was called Minchas Chinuch. So the din is, if you have a kohen who wants to come to Yerushalayim at Mimakru Karbonis, so before he's allowed to be Makru Karbonis, he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. What if he did the Karbonis without first bringing the Minchas Chinuch? Would you say Avodos a Psula? Oh, no, it's a mitzvah to bring a minchas chinuch to be mechanachim. But if you didn't do the chinuch, he's still a kohen kosher. So that's a topic that's discussed by the Sifra, but there are two girsas in the punchline, whether the avodasa ksheira or avodasa psula. So some rishonim had the girsa avodasa psula, and others had the girsa avodasa ksheira, whether it's ma'akeh b'riyevet. There is in Perik Eila Megalchen, the perek that has all the dinim of Avelis, the third perek of Maseches Maikotin. So the when Rav Kook passed away, Chief Rabbi Kook, in 1935, so Machon Harry Fishel, I'm pretty sure existed already at that time. So Machon Harry Fishel, that big Talmid HaChachamim, so they were working, they, after he passed away, so they learned Elam Megalchin, and they put out a few Kisvei Yadar Rishonim on the Perek, on Hilchas Avelis. So one of them is Rabbi Nechil Paris. And the Gemara there in Perek Elam Megalchin quotes a pasuk from, I think it's a pasuk from Yecheskel, about what's going to be. The Kohanim are going to come back, and the Bayis Sheni, after 70 years, the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. The Kohanim will come back, and there'll be Makor Karbanos again. So the pasuk says the Kohen will have to bring a Menchas Chinuch before his Makor of the Karbanos. So Rabbi Echiel Paris interprets, what's the Chiddush of the Navi? That's what it says in Chumash, you need a Menchas Chinuch. It says, no, the Chiddush is, the Kohen is 95 years old. He was Makor Karbanos in the Bayis Rishon. And he already brought a Menchas Chinuch 75 years ago. 70 years ago. Now he wants to do Hakrovus HaKamvas and Bayis Sheni. So that's what the pasuk tells me, he has to bring a Menchas Chinuch, a second Menchas Chinuch. It's not sufficient. Because after the Churban Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni is a new parsha. So the shaila is, what if you have a kohen who'll be 2,000 years old, and he brought his Menchas Chinuch? It's not going to come up. The shaila is not going to come up. He had a kohen who brought a Menchas Chinuch during the Bayis Sheni, and then they built it. There was a Havamina. Rabbi Kiva thought that 70 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni is going to be Bayis Shlishi. That's why he thought that Bar Kochba was the Melech HaMashiach. We're ready to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. If there would be, what if the shaila would come up then? So there's room to argue the point and distinguish. Now it's already 2,000 years later, so it's not too relevant. We don't have any kohanim who lasted so long. The issue could be because the Bayis HaShlishi is a hemshech of the Bayis HaSheni, as opposed to the Bayis HaSheni, which is not a hemshech of the Bayis Rishon. But that's the chiddush that the Rabbi Nechil Paris interprets in the Gemara as interpreting the pasuk in Yecheskel, that the kohanim will have to bring minchas chinuch, even though they brought in Bayis Rishon minchas chinuch. And they're still alive, that under new management, you have to bring another Menchas Chinuch. How come we don't have?
Why doesn't Sarah say that to bring
Menchas Chinuch?
To learn how to do it?
Or
what's the purpose of
doing it? Menchas Chinuch. To be Mechanachim. No, that's the din. You need Chanukas HaMizbeach. When you make a new mizbech, you have to be mechanech the mizbech. When you make a new menorah, you have to be mechanech menorah. So if you have a new person who wants to do avoda, you have to be mechanech him. So to be mechanech him, you need a minchas chinuch.
He doesn't
have to practice this one either. He just has to pay for it. And another kohen brings it. He doesn't have to be makir of it enough. It's not to give him practice. That's the way to be mechanech him. Let's say it says in the Mishnah, mechanech ha mizbech ele betom shel shachar. When you build the new Mizbeach, so you have to, let's say you build the Mizbeach 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's too late to bring a Talmud Shal Shachar. So would you bring the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim? The Mishnah says if you didn't bring the Talmud Shal Shachar, you can still bring the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim. So the Mishnah says, yeah, that's if you had a Mizbeach that already wasn't in Schanach in the past. But if you just built the Mizbeach today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't bring any Karbanos this afternoon. You wait until tomorrow morning, and you Mechanach the Mizbeach, you start off with the Talmud Shal Shachar. So the Chidor has a discussion in the Birkei Yosef. How come you find in the Rishonim in the Sefer Kafta Beferach, which was written by one of the Balei HaTosfos who moved to Eretz Yisrael, the whole group of Balei HaTosfos who went on Aliyah? So how come they were interested in making a mizbech and bringing Korban Pesach? Only Korban Pesach. How can you bring Korban Pesach? You have to first be mechanech the mizbech. B'tomei shel shachar. So the Birkei Yosef, the Chidor quotes, some were of the opinion that this halacha ain't mechanechan on samizbech ala b'tam shoshacha. The whole chinuch hamizbech is not miyakid b'dievet. It's lachatchila. If you build a mizbech 3 o'clock in the afternoon, wait till tomorrow morning to bring the first korban. B'dievet, if you bring a korban this afternoon, it'll also be good. So those are the 2 days over here by the minchas chinuch. If the kohen didn't makrib the minchas chinuch, he went ahead and he was makrib korbanos without having brought the minchas chinuch. So those are the two girsas in the sifro. Some rishonim had the girsa that it's not me'akev, and others had the gear said that it is me'akev. So this din of Minchas Chinuch is the first time in a Kohen's life that he wants to be makir a korbanos in Beis HaMikdash. He has to pay for a Minchas Chinuch. It doesn't have to be makir himself. He has to be the Bala Korban of a Minchas Chinuch. And then the Pasuk says, Kohen HaMashiach Tachta Mibonam Yasa Osa Chok Alom Kol Tokto. Kohen HaMashiach Tachta, the Kohen Gadol, has to bring a Minchas Chinuch every single day. That's called Chavita Kohen Gadol. Chavita Kohen Gadol is Machtzisa Baboike Machtzisa Boerev. You bring half in the morning and half in the evening. It's the same as put together in the same Pasuk, the same Korban that a Kohen Hedyot brings, the Minchas Chinuch, but he brings it only once, the first time he wants to bring Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Kohen Gadol has to be makrivit every single day. Again, he doesn't have to do the avodah; he has to pay for it. We have to give him a salary that he should be able to afford to pay for this korban, and the korban is often on his behalf. He can be sleeping in bed all day long. It's not right that proper things, Kohen Gadol is supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, supervising the hakrovas hakorbanos. But either, strictly speaking, he doesn't have to be makriv the Minchas Chinuch. He pays for it, and it's offered on his behalf. So there are several mitzvahs that are fulfilled twice a day. You have Kriya Shema twice a day, Tomit Shal Shachar, Tomit Shal Bein Abayim is twice a day, and Keteris was twice a day. So that's a machlok, is the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer mitzvahs. The Rambam holds that Tomit Shal Shachar, Tomit Shal Bein Abayim is one mitzvah, Kriya Shema twice a day is one mitzvah, and Keteris twice a day is one mitzvah. The Ramban has a taina, is Manu Shal Zeh Lo Kazmanu Shal Zeh. Why should it be considered one mitzvah? There should be two mitzvahs. Like Kibbur Aviyim, the Rambam counts as one mitzvah, and the Ramban Tainas, but the father and mother are two different people. Kibbur Aviyim should be two different mitzvahs. Okay. It's a shal, but even the Ramban holds that that Tomash Shashacha, Tomash Shabbin Abayim, Miktor Shashacha, Miktor Shabbin Abayim, and Kriya Shema twice a day are two mitzvahs. Ramban is masking over here by the Chavita Kohen Gadol that it's one mitzvah, because the Gemara says Beferish increases, not increases, the Sugis and Menachas, that you have to be mekadesh the full mincha together, and then be maktir, machtzisa babak and machtzisa bein rabbayim. You can't be mekadesh only the half in the morning. It's one korban, and you divide it in half. Considered one mitzvah. That the Ramban is made by Chavita Kohen Gadol, that is one mitzvah.
So according to the Ramban, the other thing are all one mitzvah. Not in one,
you
the other.
What Kriya Shema and Tomei Shel Shach are not miyakev each other. No, they're not miyakev. According to the Rambam says that it's one mitzvah. Right.
So it does be again one mitzvah, b'shlim,
so. Yeah. The Rambam usually has a klal that whenever the makvim zezeh counts as one mitzvah. So he says, Dalaminim shebulul makvim zezeh, that's counted as one mitzvah. And Tefillin Shal Yad, Tefillin Shal Rosh, not Miakvim Zezeh. That's in the Mishnah. So therefore, the Rambam says that's an indication that it's two different mitzvahs. But sometimes the Rambam himself has that. Tchelus and Lovon, he counts it as one mitzvah, and he says they're not Miakvim Zezeh. So Rav Daniel Ababli sent had a correspondence with Rabbein Avram ben Rambam. Doesn't the Rambam contradict himself? So Rabbein Avram says no. That it's not an ironclad rule that whatever they're not Miakvim Zezeh. It's a clear indication that it's two distinct mitzvahs, like Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. The mitzvah tzitzis is one mitzvah. To do the mitzvah b'shleimusa, you have to have both tchelis and lovan. If you do one without the other, shalo b'shleimusa. So here also, the Rambam understands that Tomei Shel Shachar, Tomei Shel Bein Abayim is one mitzvah, and it's not miyakvim zezeh. So you fulfill the part of the mitzvah, you get partial credit. How did the Rambam know that it's one mitzvah? Well, how did he know that it's not two mitzvahs? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, based on the Gemara in the first daf in Perek Tfilas HaShachar, the Gemara Brochus has a shaila. If a person forgot to daven Mayriv, so he makes Tashlumin after Shachris. If a person forgot to daven Shachris, he makes Tashlumin after Mincha. If a person forgot to daven Mincha, doesn't make sense, he should have Tashlumin after Mayriv. Maybe I should say, since a Tfilas HaKeneged HaKarbonis and Ova Yom HaBotel Karbonai, so maybe it does make sense to have Tashlumin tomorrow. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, and they quote a brisa that if he forgot to daven mincha, there is tashlumin tomorrow. Let him daven ma'ariv twice, and the second Shemana Esrei will be the tashlumin for mincha. So the Achronim ask on the daf, what do you mean ova yom a bottle karbana? The din is ova zman a bottle karbana. Let's say you didn't bring the Tom Shal Shachar in the morning before chatzos, so you can't bring it in the afternoon. If you make a mizbech 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't discuss bringing the Tamash al Shachar. Ova Zmana Batal Karbana. So why did the Gemara say Ova Yama Batal Karbana? They knew that there's Tashlumin from Shachris to Mincha, even though you can't daven, even though you can't bring the Tamash al Shachar in the afternoon. So even though it's Ova Zmano, it doesn't bother me. So what does it bother me from one day to the other? So Rav Soloveitchik said, it would appear from the Gemara that Ova Yoma is more serious than Ova Zmano. It seems that the Tomash HaShachar, Tomash HaBein HaBayim, like the Rambam holds, that it's one Chi of Korban. So therefore, from Shachris to Mincha, there is a connection. They're not totally unrelated, like the Ramban says. Tomash HaShachar is a separate mitzvah, Tomash HaBayim is a separate mitzvah. No, Tomash HaBein HaBayim is the second half of the mitzvah of Tomash HaShachar. So the Gemara just had a shaila, if is there tashlum in Temayrev, if he forgot the Dav Mincha, over Yomo. Over Yomo is already, the whole mitzvah is up. Yesterday's mitzvah is over. So that Gemara seems to indicate, L'chore, like the Ramam, that it's taka one mitzvah. Pasuk says that you have to do Bimkom asher tishachet ha'oilu tishachet ha'chatos. You do shchita in Tzofon, because oilu is kodesh kodashim, chatos kodesh kodashim. So it says, lefnei Hashem. What does it mean, lefnei Hashem? So the Menachas Chinuch points out, the lefnei Hashem is an expression that appears in different places in Tanakh with different mashmoas. Here it means lefnei Hashem in the Azorah. Sometimes lefnei in Yerushalayim. V'chalto sham lefnei Hashem alkecha ma'isa digoncha v'sirosh v'itzarecha v'choros b'korcha v'tzaynecha. So where do you eat Kochim Kalim? Where do you eat Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim? So the whole Yerushalayim is called V'achal Tosham Lefnei Hashem Alakech. That's in Parshas Re'eh, I think. Then you have a Pasuk V'chatzotzos V'kol Shofar Hariyo Lefnei HaMelech Hashem. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that in the Beis HaMikdosh, whenever you blow Shofar, you should blow Chatzotzos. Whenever you blow Chatzotzos, you blow Shofar. V'chatzotzos V'kol Shofar Hariyo Lefnei HaMelech Hashem in the Beis HaMikdosh. Which outside of the Beis HaMikdash, on a tiny sibah, you blow chatzitzus, you don't blow shofar. And Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar, you don't blow chatzitzus. But if it's in the Beis HaMikdash, both on a tiny sibah and on Rosh Hashanah, kol makom sheyesh shofar, yesh chatzitzus, kol makom sheyesh chatzitzus, yesh shofar. So where did they do that in the Beis HaMikdash? B'chatzitzus, we call shofar, hariyo lefnei melech Hashem. So the Gemara says they used to do it in the Har HaBayis, not only in the Azorah. So you see that sometimes lefnei Hashem means Azorah. Sometimes lefnei Hashem means Har HaBayis, and sometimes lefnei Hashem means all of Yerushalayim. The answer is lefnei Hashem means Beis HaMikdash, and there are different degrees to the Beis HaMikdash. The most intense degree of the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the Heichal is a little lower, and then the Azorah is a little lower than that. That's the Kedushas saying. The Mishnah in the first pair in Kalim lists off 10 levels of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. So all of Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash with respect to eating Kodesh Mekalim. So that's also called Lefnei Hashem. All three are called Lefnei Hashem. But the Chachamim have to determine what degree of Lefnei Hashem is required.
Where did they blow it inside? Not the Kodesh
Mekdashim. No, the Gemara says in the Har HaBayis, they used to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And on the Tainus Sea, but they blew Shofar on Chatzetzvah. There was a location in the Har HaBayis.
That was more than
Har HaBayis is a lower level than the Azorah. Even Har HaBayis is also, Har HaBayis did not have Kedushas Azorah. Ezra Snoshim had Kedushas Har HaBayis. If it would have had Kedushas, Rashi says, why weren't the Chachamim the Kaddish de Ezra Snoshim and Kedushas Azorah? If they would have, the women would have had to stand the whole time. And the women are usually pregnant or nursing or whatever. The women are weaker than the men. So the Chacham, they wanted to give them a break. So they only gave the Ezra Snashim Kedushas Har HaBayis. They never endowed it with Kedushas Azor. So Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azor, Elan HaMalchei Beis David. No one's allowed to sit in the Azor unless you're a Melech from the Malchei Beis David. Even the Kohen Gadol not allowed to sit in the Azor. So the women wanted to sit, so they were never Mekadosh Ezra Snashim and Kedushas Har HaBayis. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Loya Nogim Kane Elo, they tell exactly where in the Har HaBayis. In the Har HaBayis, he used to blow Shofar and Chatzitzra simultaneously, both on Tainus Sibur and on Rosh Hashanah. Then the Torah has the din of Merika Ushtifa, that if you cook a Korban Chatos in a Kli Nechoshes, in a Kli Mateches, so Hagola will help. So you have to have Umorak Veshuta Bamayim. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Marak v'shutav tula shaynes. It means you do hagola bechamin in hot water and shtifa b'tzoynen. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. Which one is chamin? Which one is tzoynen? Do you rinse it off first with cold water, then you do the hagola, or do you first do hagola and then you rinse it off the cold water? So the pashtus is that this is a special din. Marika shtifa is a special din only in karbonis. If you cook the karbon chatas in the pot, you're going to eat up the whole karbon chatas, but the bli in the pot will become nicer. If you leave it in the pot, if you don't kasher out the pot, the bli will become nicer when it comes the morning, when it comes alois al-shachar. Then if you're going to cook another chatas tomorrow, it'll have a bli from yesterday's nicer, so you won't be allowed to eat tomorrow morning's chatas. So that's why the din requires you have to do mariko shtifa. Mariko shtifa really shouldn't apply to us when we kasher kelim. Tosfos on the last daf in Arba Dezaira records a meaning that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that when you do hagola, when you kasher treifa kelim by putting it into burning hot water, so you rinse off the kli right away with cold water. So Tosfos breaking ahead. What is the reason for the minig? So the only thing they can come up with is a zechel amariko shtifa. You want to remember that there used to be such a mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash when they would cook a chatos in a kli, the din would require not only hagola, it's a mitzvah to require mariko shtifa. But mikra din is not really needed by us. So some achrayim came up with another answer, but that's not what Tosfos says. Some achrayim came up with an answer. When you do hagola, the burning hot water doesn't do the trick. You have to wash it off with cold water afterwards to complete the hagola. Tosfos says not so. Tosfos says it's only a zecher l'mariko shtifa. It's not that the rinsing off with cold water is the completion of the hagola. And then from the fact that the Chumash says, "Ukli cheres ha'shetivush al bo." Yishover, this is an indication that HaTorah hidal klicheres shenei yaitzim idei doifi liyolam. The Torah tells us that you can never be secure, you can never know for sure that the Hagola worked on a klicheres. It could be that it did take out all the bliya, it could be it didn't take out. So if you do Hagola on a klicheres, you can never tell. It could be that it didn't do the trick. The Yerushalmi talks about, and Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Yerushalmi talks about a possibility of sometimes doing Hagola Gimel Pa'amim on a Klicheres. What does that mean, Hagola Gimel Pa'amim? So the Chazanish says, he doesn't think that it means you dip the Klicheres three times into the same pot of burning hot water on top of the fire. What does it help, three times? Hold it one time for 10 seconds? He thinks it means you put it into three different pots that are bubbling with burning hot water, or you cook up water today, then you cook tomorrow, then you cook the next day, three different hagolas in three different pots. What's the idea of doing hagola gimel pot? I mean, we're not sure about a klicheres. So maybe it did go out, maybe it didn't go out. So if you do three times hagola, there's a better chance that maybe it did go out. So therefore, what? So the Gemara says, if we have certainly surim kalim derabbanan, if you have a pot, a klicheres that has a treifa bliya, anisa derabbanan, there is surim chamurim derabbanan, surim kalim derabbanan. So you have anisa kal derabbanan. So then, if you do hagola gimel pamim, we'll say sveika derabbanan lekula. Maybe it did go out. Maybe it did go out. Rabitzala Ponevezha was a very original thinker. He always had chidushim lepsak halacha that his contemporaries were not too thrilled about. They never accepted anything that he said. All of his, he was a big maggid shir, but he said he opened up the talmidim's minds to say chidushim. But the psak halacha, they didn't like what he said. So he has in his sefer in Zecher Yitzchak, he has an einfall that if you have a suffix whether the klicheres was balei anisa deraisa, and then you're going to do hagolah gimel pamim. So maybe it could be makel based on a sfek sfek, because hagol gimel pamim is a sfek, and maybe it worked. So if it's a sfek, if it ever became treif in the first place, maybe you can consider it a sfek sfek. He goes wild stuff. But his whole hesber begins with this assumption. Hagol gimel pamim is considered a sfek. It's a sfek that maybe the hagolah did help. Maybe the hagolah did help. Nothing works, correct. Hagola doesn't work. The Gemara says Libun does work. If you do Libun, it will work on the Klicheres. Then the Gemara says, so how come the Torah says you break the Kleheres? Why don't you just do Libun? The Gemara says, because if you're going to do Libun, then you're going to have these, all of Yerushalayim, the old city is going to be smelling with smokestacks all over the place. Whoever cooked the Korban Chatas and the Kleheres, it was very common to have Kleheres, everybody's going to want to kasher it, and they're going to have a lot of smoke in Yerushalayim. Like if you have a city where you have factories, or you have a city where you have a car, so there's a lot of smoke all over the place, gas all over the place. So they didn't want to smell up Yerushalayim. But strictly speaking, Gemara says Libun would work.
What's Libun?
Libun if you burn it out. If you burn it in a very high temperature. Then the Torah has a din of Vashem, the Torah has a din of Shlamim. There's a Korban Toida, it's a subcategory of Shlamim. Zevach Toida Shlamov. Korban Toida is Nechel Yom V'Layla. Shalas, who's Mechuyiv to bring a Korban Toida? Toida is Bob Ben Edom and Adovah. Is anyone ever Mechuyiv to bring a Korban Toida? So the Gemara has a comment in Brachas. Abot Tzichim L'Hoidus. There are four people on Mechuyiv to recite Brichas HaGaimel. The Chodesh and Esrate, and the Yotzim and Beis Asurim, and who are the others? Holchem Yidbaris and Ovri Hayam, based on a Perek in Tehillim, that these are Bar Tzichim L'Hoidus. So Rashi says on the Gemara, Bar Tzichim L'Hoidus, these four people are Mechuyiv to bring a Korban Toida. That's the Rashi. And Rashi in the Mishnah Berurah points out on the Siman HaBrichas HaGaimel, these four people are Mechuyiv to say Brichas HaGaimel, that's when the Rabbanan, these four people are Mechuyiv to bring a Korban Toida. Anyone else who's not from the four people, if he wants to bring a Korban Toida, there's Bob and Edwin and Dov. Taisus, there's a Perek HaToida, the end of Menachos. So Taisus and Perek HaToida disagrees with the Rashi, and they say Toida is never a Chiyuv. Toida is only Ben Edom and Adova. Abot Tzichim L'Hoidus means they're only Mechuyiv to say Brichas HaGaimel. There's never a Chiyuv to bring a Korban Toida. So the Mishnah Berurah points out in that Siman on Brichas HaGaimel that this Rashi, Abot Tzichim L'Hoidus, they're Mechuyiv to bring a Korban Toida, writes Lishitosa in the first Perek in Zvachim on the Avova. So the Gemara had a Havamina that if they brought a Korban Toida, a person brings a Korban Toida because he was Yotzim Beis Asurim, and the Kohen thought that he was Holchei Midbaris, or he thought that it was a Chodesh in Esrape. He thought it was a different Chiyuv. So the Gemara raises a possibility, which is ultimately rejected. The Gemara had a possibility that that's called the Shina Kodesh. Just like if you have in mind, I'm bringing this as a oil instead of a chatos, that's a shina kodesh, a machshav shinoi. So the Gemara thought that if you bring a toido al a chodesh and a srape, and the kohen hamakriv had in mind the yotzim beis asurim, according to, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. They thought it's a mamash a separate chiyuv. So I have a meaning Gemara that you shouldn't be yotzim. Yeah, that's on the assumption that abot tzichim lo is hamchiyuv to bring a korban toido. According to this, none of these four people are Mechuyiv to bring a Korban Toida, so they couldn't have such a Havamina. You have to interpret the Gemara differently. The Pasuk says that the Korban, one who brings the Korban Toida has to bring Lachme Toida. How many Lachme Toida do you bring? So there are four Minim. One Min is Chametz, and the other three Minim are Matzah. And the Gemara has a whole Machlokes HaTanaim. We assume 10 chalas from each one of the abor minim. So you have 40 chalas. You have 40 chalas all together. Aboyim lachmei toida. And one out of each 10 is trumas lachmei toida that you give to the kohen that he eats. And the other 9 are nechal by the balakorban. The balakorban eats the besar hatoida. And he eats the lachmei toida. And the trumas lachmei toida is eaten by the kohen. So the Gemara Menachos has a suffix in Perek hatoida. Regarding the Trumas Lachmei Toida, do you need, if it's Nisarev in Chulin, would you need Meyo to be Mevatlet? There's a din that Truma, that's Nisarev in Chulin, is only Batl if you have Meyo. And that din is only Medirabbanan. That's the Gemara Nida. Tosis always points out in all the Masech, that the Beferish Gemara Nida, that halacha, that Truma Betela Bemeyo, we made it the din that Orla Kla Kermes Betela B'Masayim, that this is Chomer is Truma, the whole institution is only Midirabbanan. Even though the Tanoim Darshan did out from a Pasuk in the end of Parshas Koirach, So Tyson says, obviously, that Rosh and the Sifrei is only an Asmachta Midrabbanim. Truma B'Teila B'Meya is only Midrabbanim, and Atar is Batel Chad B'Trei. So the Gemara has a suffix whether that Chumra Midrabbanim, the Truma needs Meya in order to be Batel, does it apply to Truma Slach Meitoida? So Rav Soloveitchik told us that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, thought that the Nekudas HaSafik of the Gemara is a Safik on a level of their Isa. Whether Truma Slach Meitoida has a status of Truma, oh no, it's a din of Lach Meitoida, doesn't have a status of Truma. And he said, the Gemara chaps on Nafkamina, b'negir to Meyo, that Nafkamina is the Rabbanon, but really should have Nafkamina on the level of their Isa, the Hainu, that there's a Mishnah in. Where's the Mishnah? In the Ilo. There's a Mishnah in the Ilo. That if a person eats, there's a Mishnah Makis, that if a person eats less than a kazayis of basa b'cholov, or less than a kazayis of nevela meat, he doesn't get malchus. The machloek is hatanayim. Reb Shimon holds kol shuhula malchus. You don't have to eat a kazayis to be chai malchus. We don't pass like that. Then there's one sheet that if you have a half a kazayis of chazer and a half a kazayis of basa b'cholov, it's mitzdarfim, so we don't paskin like that either. Then there's one sheet to hetem mitzdarfli, we don't paskin like that either. So we paskin, you only get malchus for eating a kazayis, a macholos asuris. If you ate a full kazayis of this one isa, you had a half a kazayis of chelim and half a kazayis of dam, it's not mitzdarfim yachad. So the Mishnah says, however, in Maseches Me'ilo, that if you had a quarter of a non-kayin is not permitted to eat truma. So if a non-kayin will eat a quarter of a kazayis of truma, quarter kazayis of challah, that yamafresh and bread, quarter kazayis of bikurim, and a quarter of kazayis of meiser, mana meiser, that's truma's meiser, that's shem echad, that's all exactly truma. So they will be mitzvah from yachad. The Mishnah has the klal, kol shishirem shavim, mishmasem shavim, mitzvah from zem ze. It's all shem truma. So Moshe Soloveitchik thought that the Gemara is Sufik, even though the Gemara only chapson on afkamina, the Rabbanim, where they need meyo, where the Truma Slach Meitoida needs Meyo, but it's a Sufik on the level of their Isa. Does it have a shame Truma their Isa? Does it not have a shame Truma? So that's problematic. So how come the Mishnah does mention it? The Mishnah says all the other four, that Truma and Bikurim and Chala and Truma's Meiser are Mitzdar from Yachad. So why doesn't say that Truma Slach Meitoida also Mitzdar from Yachad? Doesn't the fact that the Mishnah does mention it doesn't seem to indicate it doesn't have a shame Truma? But that was the Gemara Sofik. Gemara had a shayla about that. Truma slach meitoid.
Does my
shayer
share
about
that one thing?
Yeah, my shear, the I share, yeah. The Mishnah doesn't seem to be inaccurate. Mishnah seems to be giving you all the details. The Chumash draws a contrast between a regular shlamim and a zevach toida shlamim. A regular shlamim is nechosh ne'amim v'layla echad, and a toida shlamim is only nechosh yom v'layla. So the pasuk has a strange lashon. It says if a person brings a shlamim today, v'yom hakriv azivcha yechad, can eat it today, umimocharas, and tomorrow v'hanoisim emenu yeyochel. The noiser tomorrow he may eat. What do you call it noiser? Noiser, b'yom hashlishi, b'eishis, or whatever is noiser, till the third day you have to burn. Why is it called the noiser on the second day? So the Ravid has a commentary on the Sifra. That's by the Ravid, by the real Ravid. They have a Ravid on the Sifrei, on Bamidbar and Dvarim. It doesn't seem to me to be by the Ravid. It doesn't say anything. It's a blend. But the Ravid of Vayikra is truly the Ravid. He's always knocking with something original. It's clearly the Ravid, yeah. So the Ravid, and the Ravid learned Becharusa with the Balamor, so the Balamor Sochem has the same thing, that what the Pasig means to say is that Lachatchila, when you bring a Shlama, you shouldn't eat it tomorrow. You should eat it today and tonight. Yom V'layla. And what's left over for tomorrow is called Noisar, but usually Noisar is Bisreifa. So here the Torah says it's Noisar, but Noisar M'mena Yoch, you're allowed to eat it. Well, then when it becomes nicer on the third day, then I nes mena b'yamashlishi b'eishisar. So the answer certain kashas based on this. The Ravid, the Balamor, in Psochem, middle of Psochem, answers a certain kasha based on this, that the Or Sameach picks up on it, and he discusses it more barichas, that the mitzvasa l'chatchila by a korb mishlamim is to be nechel yom v'layla, not to leave it to the third day. The Gemara has a machlekes Chizkiya v'Rabbi Yochanan. What if you eat the shlamim tomorrow night? I bring a shlamim today, so I can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow till Shkia. What if I eat it tomorrow night? You're not allowed to. It's only nechosh shnei yamim v'layla echad, 2 days and a night in between. The night following, not. So is it already noiser tomorrow night or not? So that's a machlekes and ezel mekoyim, and we paskin that it's not chayv koris. You're not allowed to eat it tomorrow night, but you're not chayv koris because it's not yet noiser. There's man of the korban. Is not always identical with the Zman Achila. The Zman of the Korban is Shnei Yamim and Shnei Leilos. Because by Kotchim, Halayla Halach Achrayim. So today and tonight, tomorrow and tomorrow night. It's really, the Zman of the Korban is 2 days. It only becomes nicer if you leave it over past the Zman of the Korban. But the Mitzvah Achila is only Shnei Yamim and Leil Echad. So tomorrow night there's no Mitzvah Achila, but it won't become nicer. It only becomes nicer when the Zman of the Korban is up. A split between what's the Zman of the Korban, what's the Zman of Achilas HaKorban. So the Gemara says, Lishitosam, this machlag is Chizki, but Rabbi Yochanan will have another nafkemina. What if I'm shechting a Korban Shlomim, and Chishiv Le'ochloi, let's say I shech the Korban Shlomim, and I have a mind to eat it next week. So that's Pigul. You have a mind to eat it, Chutz L'Zmanoi. The Pasuk says, Im He'ochol Yerachel, the Psazevach Shlomo, Bayam HaShlishi, Lo Yerotze, Pigul Hu. And you chayv koris. So the simple reading is, if you eat the korban shlamim on the third day, it becomes pigul. How can it become pigul? So the Tanaim had a tradition that doesn't mean that. Eachol Yerachel means, Rashi and Chumash quotes it, he's mechashev b'shas avoida, that he plans to eat it on the Yom HaShlishi. But if he brought the korban shlamim properly, and then he leaves it over to the Yom HaShlishi, it doesn't become pigul, it becomes noisah. Pigul is only if b'shas de avoida, the dalar avoida adam. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zvikol, you had Machshev is Chutz L'Zmanoi. So what if the person shechts the Shlomim today and he has a mind to eat it tomorrow night? Does it make Pigul? If he has a mind to eat it by Yom HaShlishi on Shabbos, he can eat it today and tomorrow, he can't eat it on Shabbos. So if he has a mind to eat the Shlomim on Shabbos, then it becomes Pigul right away. If he has a mind to eat it tomorrow night, so we paskin it does not become Pigul. Because if you eat it tomorrow night, it's not noiser. The only time it becomes pigul is if you have machsheves chutz l'zmanai of the korban. So the zman of the korban is 2 full days, shnei yamim mishnei leilas. The zman achila is only shnei yamim v'layla echad. Do you ever have any other korban with such a strange split that the zman of the korban is longer than the zman achila? So by korban pesach, that's what the achrayim came up with such a nightfall. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik has it. Before Rab Chaim has it, the Mishkan of Yankiv Taka has it. Derlin came up with this Seinfeld. According to Rab Lozer ben Azari, that you can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzais, but it doesn't become nicer. At Minator, it doesn't become nicer at Chatzais. It only becomes nicer at Alois HaShachar. The Zman of the Korban is longer than the Zman Achila. Yosem Ech writes that Bialduso, he had such a suggestion that after Chatzos you can't eat it, you won't be eating the Korban Pesach, but you can still eat it after Chatzos, the Torah's Korban Shlomim, the Korban Pesach, the Torah's Kachem Kalim. And then when he grew older, he realized that his Chiddush is against the Gemara. The Gemara Dafayin, him saw him that you can't eat it in the Torah. Going to Ablozan, I can't eat it after Chatzos. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, the Torah's Kachem Kalim. Either eat it, otherwise you would be able to eat it on Erev Pesach. How come you can't eat the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. Why not? So that's what that pasuk means. You can only eat Korban Pesach, but Torah's Korban Pesach. You can't eat it, but Torah's Kachim Kalim. So just like you're not allowed to eat it mebod yom on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so too you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos HaLaila. Can only be eaten with Torah's Korban Pesach. No, the Torah says that the mitzvah b'shleimu says to eat the shlamim the first day, yom v'layla, to eat the shlamim the first day. And really it becomes noisah with respect to the mitzvah b'shleimusa. If you plan l'chatchila to eat it tomorrow, that's not right. You're not mekayim the mitzvah in a proper fashion. But if you do leave it over to tomorrow, so you can still be mekayim the mitzvah shelo b'shleim musal. But if you leave it over till the next morning, then it's noisa b'shleim musal. It's an incomplete noisa. That's how they write it in the Balamor. They both write like that. It's an incomplete fulfillment of the mitzvah if you wait tomorrow till tomorrow to eat the shlamim. The mitzvah b'shleim musal is to eat it on the same day. When we learned Yerideya, we had to discuss the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. When do you have to do Mariko Shtifa? When you cook the Korban Chatas and the Patsa. The Rambam writes, you do the Mariko Shtifa, Ekev Achila. The Ravid says, I don't know what the word Ekev means. Ekev Tishmun. Ekev means that you get a reward because you do mitzvahs, and the reward comes immediately following the mitzvah. That's how the Rambam uses the term Ekev. So the Rambam understood that you have to do the Mariko Shtifa after you finish eating the chatas before it becomes nicer. If you wait till after it becomes nicer, then it won't always be sufficient with Hagola, because it'll be already Isura Bola. The Gemara points out, how come in the end of Bamidbar, Torah says that some Trefikelim need Hagola, some Trefikelim need Libun. And here it only says, Amarak Vushuta Bamayim. Hagola is enough. How come it doesn't say, if you broil the chatas on a broiler, that you should need Libun? How come it only says Hagola? So the answer that we paskin like the last daf in our Avodah Zarah is Machlokes Abayi v'Rava. Abayi says, Anachanami, sometimes you do need Libun. Yagid Olav Reo. He uses an expression from a Pasuk in Iyov. Yagid Olav Reo, the Pasuk by Melchemes Midyon that says sometimes Libun, sometimes Hagola, sheds light on the Pasuk here that it says, Morak Rishut Abamayim. It's not always the case. Sometimes you will need Libun. And we don't paskin like Abayi. We paskin like Rava. You don't say Yagid Olav Reo. Here in Parshat Sav, since it's a terabola, so you never need Libun. So the Rambam understood that this kula, that you never need Libun, only applies if you're going to do the Hagola before it becomes Nifsal Belina. Immediately, Ekev Achil, immediately after eating it, before it becomes Noisar. But if you're going to wait till the Alos HaShachar, after it becomes Noisar, so then it's already Yisur HaBola. So then you're going to require Libun. And the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. He says, no, it doesn't make sense to have a mitzvah to kasher a kosher pot. You have to kasher a trefa pot. So he says, no, the mitzvah is bedavka to wait till after becomes nicer, and then to do the Hagola, and then to do the Mariko Shtifa. It's two opinions in Taisus, in Perek Dam Chatas, in Zvachim. The Taisus has the two opinions, the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ravid. Torah formulates the prohibition of eating chela v'dam, and they're put together because these two isurim, chela v'dam, are rasatas because they're chela gavoya. They're reserved for karbonis. It's supposed to be zerk the dam on the mizbeach. It's supposed to be makta the chela on the mizbeach. Usually we have a din that's learned out from a pasuk in Yecheskel that yayin l'nesachim has to be mimashke Yisrael. Has to be mimashkin from kosher food. Let's say if you're going to have orla klaya kerem, you can't use it for nisach agabi hamizbeach. Or let's say you have an animal that's a trefa. So you're going to shecht an animal that's a trefa as a carbon. No one's going to eat it anyway. Let's say a carbon oila. So we don't eat it anyway. So what's the avera if I shecht a trefa and bring it as the carbon? So the Gemara says you can't do that because the pasuk says in Yecheskel mimashki Yisrael menamuta l'Yisrael. All the carbonas have to be kosher food. If it's not kosher, it's no good. Some people use mashke Yisrael as an expression, schnapps that manufactured in Medina Yisrael, mashke Yisrael. But that's not what it means in the original pasuk. The original pasuk means wine for nesochim has to be mashke menamuta l'Yisrael, kosher wine. You can't use non-kosher wine. So Rishonim, or the Gemara really raises an issue. How can you have a bizarre the dam on the mizbech, and how can you burn the chelav on the mizbech? It's a violation of Mimashki Yisrael. The dam and the chelav are also bachila. How can you ever give any carbon? So the Ksav Sefer on Chulin interprets in the Gemara's answer, there's a machlekes in Taisus whether this pshat is correct. But the Ksav Sefer explains, according to one popular day in Taisus, you can't say that there's a psul on the chelav adam on the mizbech because mashke Yisrael. We're not allowed to eat it because it's chelak hagavoya. That's why. If it's also because of basa b'chalav, also because of orla klaya kerem, then it's a violation of mashke Yisrael. But if we're not allowed to eat it because it's supposed to be korban on the mizbeach, So of course it's mutar lahakrev al hamizbech. The holy isa to us is because it's karev al hamizbech. It has to start from an isa by us. Then you can apply mashke Yisrael. We're not allowed to eat dam because it's karev al hamizbech. That's how the Chumash describes it. Chelav adamar asa lehedyad because it's chelkal shel hamizbech. So you can't turn around now and say, well, since not eat, how can you be makar hamizbech? That din applies if it's chazer, if it's trefa, if it's orlo klakem. It starts as an isabaya. Here it starts as a carbon. And that's why it's also for us. You can't turn around now and say, so how can you bring it as a carbon? No, it's also to us because it's a carbon. That's what the Ksav Sefer explains. There are two deis in Tosfos. The Gemara says there is, the Gemara and the Rambam points out, there's, sometimes there is a chelev that's burnt on the Mizbeach that's muta b'achilo, the alya. If you bring and some karbanis in Parsha Vayikra says if which one do you have alya simimo? If an atzon karbanai, then you burn the alya also on the mizbeach. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara: the alya is burnt on the mizbeach, but it's not also lehedyot. If you shecht the sheep, you're allowed to eat the alya. If it's chulin, you're allowed to eat the alya. So not everything that was burnt on the mizbeach is also mitam chelev. Is it possible to have the reverse? Is it possible to have chelev that's also that was never karev on the mizbeach? These are two circles that overlap, and you have things that are karev on the mizbeach that are mutter alya, the things that are also mitam chelev that were not karev on the mizbeach. Oh no, it can't be. Things that are karev on the mizbeach, so some of them are rasa b'achila, some of them are not rasa b'achila. But you can't have chelev that's also b'achila. So the way the Ksav Sefer read the Gemara's answer, Ksav says that's impossible. You can't have chelev that's osur, that was never karev on the mizbeach. The whole isa chelev adam is because it's karev on the mizbeach. So that's the 2 days in Tosfos. There's a big Tosfos in Eilat Treifos where the Gemara discusses exactly which chelev is osur. So the popular sheet is that you cannot have chelev that's also lehedyot, that was never karev on the mizbeach. That doesn't exist. And there's another opinion in Tosfos that it's not so. There is a din that osa lasus karev b'macholas asuris. A person is not allowed to be, let's say a person has a shop in Harlem. He has a butcher shop in Harlem and he sells non-kosher meat. So in the Nevelus Atreifus Hamuta Bahano, it's only Osa Bachilo. There's no leaf neighbor to see the Mishol, he's selling it to non-Jews. So what's wrong? It's Muta Bahano. And there's no leaf neighbor. So the Gemara, the Mishnayis and Shvi say, no, Osir, you're not allowed to do Schare B'macholos Asur. So a Jewish person is not allowed to have own a non-kosher restaurant because he's making a non-kosher nursing home. Let's say he has a nursing home for non-Jews. So, and he gives him non-kosher food, so he's making profit on the food also. He buys all the food at a certain price and he charges more for it. So that's called Schar B'macholos Asuris. So the Rambam writes that Schar B'macholos, there are two heterim in Schar B'macholos Asuris. If it's only Osam Midirabbanon, let's say you have a Gvina Sakam is only Osam Midirabbanon, let's say Cholavakum, if you have Cholavakum is Osam Midirabbanon. So if something is only osam in the Rabbanan, then there's no isis chor b'macholos asuris. That's a Yerushalmi. And then Yerushalmi also has, and all the Rishonim quoted, let's say you're gonna be in business macholos asuris. Let's say the guy's gonna hunt foxes or minks for the fur. A mink is an unkosher animal. A fox is an unkosher animal. So he buys it and he sells it. He buys it at a lower price and he sells it for a higher price. But he's doing it for the fur. He's not doing it for the food. So if his interest is not l'shem achila, it's for some other purpose, then it's mutter.
Isn't that just that it's not machalas asuris if it's darabanan? I thought that it's not like in a sechatla, it's like a
sagar. Okay, that could be a good explanation. Okay, but the Yerushalmi says they did. If it's only osam de rabbanan, there's no isis chayra. And if you're not handling in it l'shem machila, you're handling it l'shem some other business. Let's say I buy pig's hide and I buy pigs in order to make footballs. So that's mutter. That's mutter. The Chachma Sodom has a famous kula. The Gemara says, if Nizdamnu, let's say my father had a non-kosher butcher shop. My father had a non-kosher butcher shop. What can I do? My father wasn't religious. Then my father dies and I get it Birusha, so I have to throw it all out. So the Gemara says, no, Nizdamnu, if it fell into your hands, so you're allowed to sell out. You can't keep the store open permanently. You have to close down the store. Whatever non-kosher food you have, you can sell it. They make a profit. Nizdamnu is muta. Let's say he went hunting. He went hunting to trap a deer, a kosher deer, in order to eat it, in order to sell it. Then by accident he caught a hippopotamus, or he caught a non-kosher animal. So he's allowed to sell that also for food purposes to a non-Jew. That's Nizdamnu. He wasn't, or let's say he goes fishing for tuna fish or for gefilte fish. And then a trefa fish ran in. A eel ran in or something. So Nizdamnu, so he's allowed to make profit on that also. So the Rambam writes there's a third exception to the rule, chelev, because the pasuk says beferish chelev nevechad trefa yeyasel lechol malacha b'chol asachlu. It says you can do whatever you want with the chelev. So the Rambam says the beferish of pasuk that it's chores muta with the chelev. Tosfos in the end of Perek Meruba writes just kalach hayad, not like the Rambam. Right? Tosfos said the pasuk the chelev is also to do chore with it. So the Achronim point out that the Tosfos is in disagreement with the Rambam. The Taz raises a question whether this prohibition, this Issa, Schara b'macholos asuris, is this an Issa deraisa or is it only an Issa derabbanan? It's a funny Issa. It's only Osir to be in business on purpose, but Nizdamnu it's mutter. If it fell into my lap, I went hunting, and I went fishing, and I caught a non kosher fish, then you are allowed to do Schara. Only Osir if you do it bekviyasips. It doesn't sound like an Issa derais. So a lot of poskim, a lot of achrenim assume that it's an Issa derabbanan, and because they assume it's only derabbanan, so therefore if you had a big shasat chak, so there's room to introduce kulas. If it would have been an Issa derais, so they would be more strict. It's only derabbanan, there's room to be mekel. So the Taz asks, don't you see from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that it's an Issa derais? How did the Rambam prove that chelev is muta b'schorah from the poskim and chumash? You can do whatever you want with it. If the whole Issa is Schar Macholos Asur, it's only the Rabbanan, so the Pasuk doesn't prove anything. So the Taz rejects the Raya from the Rambam. So he says no. And he has this klal. In three different places the Taz has this klal. The Chachamim cannot make a Chumrah with the Rabbanan to ask a Dovah HaMafurish Batorah. So if you have a Beferish Pasuk that says Yasa L'chol Malacha, so that's what the Rambam, even if the Rambam held that the Issa is Schar Macholos Asur is only the Rabbanan, what he meant to say was the Chachamim couldn't make an Issa here because it's Dava HaMafurish Batar. So this is a big discussion. Is that so or not? Is it really so like the Taz? So there are Taisvus in here and there that say like the Taz. There are a lot of sources. Rabbi David Cohen from Flatbush put out a whole Sefer on the Taz HaYadua. That's the name of the Sefer. Adive HaTaz HaYadua. So he has 100 Marmar Kaimans on this. From all over Shas. Every so often you'll bump into a Tosfos in a place where you never dreamt of it, where Tosfos takes a stand. There's a Tosfos in Ezer Neshech about this, then there's a Tosfos in Bava Basra at the end of Chesed Sabbatim, all over the place. There are Tosfos, and sometimes Tosfos says like the Taz, sometimes Tosfos says against the Taz. The Rambam writes that in order to get Malkus for eating dam, you have to eat a Kazai's dam. So the Minchas Chinuch starts a whole literature. The Rambam writes that if you eat macholos asuris, the shir is kazayis, and if you drink trefa wine, the shir is revius. So how come over here, dam, why isn't the shir revius? Isn't it a mashka? That's the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. So the Minchas Chinuch's teretz is that since the pasuk says kol dam lo yisoichlu, it says loshen achilo, so that's why the shir is kazayis. It depends how the Chumash formulates the prohibition. Since the verb that the Chumash used is achila, so the shir is going to be kazayis. Others say a different teretz. That doesn't have to be because the Chumash uses the verb achila. The difference between, we discussed a little bit, the difference between oichel and mashke is not so much liquid versus solid, but rather food versus beverage. So they're really drinking the dam like a soup. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayodim that how much soup do you have to drink in order to say bar nefashis? So he says, kazayis, not a revius, because soup is liquid, but it's a food. People don't drink soup when they're thirsty. They drink soup when they're hungry. So the difference between the oichel and mashke is not so much liquid versus solid, but rather food versus beverage. There is a Me'iri in Erevin, where the Gemara has a comment, Eretz Chitus, Arvi Geffen, Atena, Vareim, and Eretz Eishem, and Adrosh, Kol HaMikra Azel, Loi Namer, Ela Lishiurim, that sometimes there's a shear that depends on Chita, sometimes shear depends on Sora, sometimes shear depends on Vi'in Siayim. Each phrase in the Pasuk is relevant for a shear. So the Gemara says, Zayis, Eretz Yer Kol Shiareho Kizesim, Kol Shiareho Salka Daito, Chod Hashirim, but you just said Chita, Sora, Geffen, there's so many other shirim. Rov shireo kezayis. Most of the dinim are kezayis. So what are the kezayis? Chelev, dam. All the rishonim say chelev, dam. Dam is kezayis. So the Miri writes over there, dam korush. If the dam congealed, and you're eating it in a solid state. But if it's liquid dam, then it sounds from the Miri that the shir would takabi revius. So the Rav in Eretz Yisrael put out the Meiri as a whole discussion. Why did the Meiri write Dam Koresh? I thought it's very obvious why. He's bothered with the Menchas Chinas Kasha. Why should Dam be a Kezayis? It should be a Revius. Says as we're talking about Dam Koresh. If it's congealed, you're eating it as a Kezayis. You're eating it as a solid, not as a liquid. So the one who put out the Meiri, Simcha Zisel Brody, he put out the Miri of three different volumes on Erevin with long footnotes on the bottom and the back, long arichas, and said this one he thinks it must be a Rashi Tevis, Koresh is a Rashi Tevis or something, whatever. I thought the pshat is obvious. He's coming to answer the Menchas Chinas Kasha. If the dam is in the liquid form, then it would be Revius. Dam is in the solid form, it would be Kazayas.
Wouldn't
you
be sure and say that, well, dam is an awful on Mashe, because dam is one of the right, one of the seven mashkin.
Right.
So if you see that as a mashkin, even though people...
No, Dvash is also one of the seven mashkin, but it's really an oichel. It's not really a mashkin, it's an oichel. What's a mashkin, lahakshe lekabotum, is not necessarily the same as what's a mashkin for a vias. Not necessarily the same.
Is
down korish mashkin? I don't know. Got to look it up. Yeah?
The Rosh Hashanah does the same thing as the Meiri.
Oh, really? It goes on congealed dam. Okay. Rosh Hashanah was a genius. The Ragachava has an interesting comment on the Rambam, when the Rambam writes in Hilchos Macholos Asuris that if you eat a Kazayis dam, you like it. So he points out there is a Gemara in Perik Kisei Hadam in the middle of Chulin, where the Gemara says, if you leave blood in the sun for long enough, so the plasma will separate from the red part. So you'll have plasma, colorless, and then you'll have the reddish part. So the Gemara says, you'll only be chayv koris if you eat the red part. If you eat the plasma, you're not chayv koris. The dam is only the red part. So he raises the question, so in order to get makas, you should have to drink so much dam that you have a kazayis of red blood corpuscles in it. There must be a percentage of how much of the dam is red and how much of the dam is the white, is the plasma. So he says, no, that's what the Rambam says. Kazayis dam, kozman, that it's not separated, the whole dam has a din of dam. Same thing with milk. When you want to make cheese, so you take the curds out of the milk, then you're left with water. Then you can make cheese out of what's from the whey. You can make whey cheese. Then the water that's left is called meimei cholov. When you make cheese, so the water that's left, the whey, is called mei cholov. Then you can make cheese from the whey, and what's left is mamish called meimei cholov. It's mamish vasadik. So that's para the min haTorah. It's only milchig min the rabban, the meimei cholov. So the question is, so when you make basa b'cholov, when someone cooks basa b'cholov, and you want to calculate whether you have shishim, so the Darkei Tshuva raises the question, so you shouldn't really need shishim against all the milk, you should only need shishim against 15% of the milk. After 85% of the milk is just plain H2O, plain water, and only around 15%, is less than 20% of the milk is the curds. You should only need shishim against the 20% of the milk, you shouldn't need shishim against the whole thing, min haTorah. The Rabbanan, the Meimei Cholov, is also milk, but min haTorah is part of it. So you should say you don't need shishim min haTorah against the whole milk. So the answer is no. After the milk curds are separated from the from the Mei Mechala, from the water, from the H2O, then the water becomes part of it. Because man, that it's naturally together, the whole thing has a din of Cholav, so you need Shishim against the whole Cholav, not just against the 15% of the Cholav that's going to be the curse.
Wouldn't that just be the Pata on it together, the water, like even if you let's say the Dam and you added water outside into the Dam, but wouldn't it just be Pata, wouldn't that also become part of the Shir? It's all mixed together.
I don't understand.
Like,
what should be bottom?
And you added a little bit of, and you added a little bit of water to it, and you mixed it all together.
Yeah.
That would also be part of the shear size, right?
Well, that's a big question. If you add heter into isa, do you say bitl? Usually, say bitl isa falls into heter is bottom. What if you have a heter fell into isa? You say the heter blends in to become part of the isa, and you eat a kazais of the isa yaloika, or do you say no? Issa can lose its identity, but you don't say you don't put a new identity on it. Bittul Bereif cancels its previous identity, but it doesn't give it a new identity. That's a machlokes, this Rashi and Tosfos. If you have heter fell into Isser, and the heter becomes Bittul Bereif, and you only eat a kazais of the Arubis, will you be loike? So Rashi says you're loike. The heter is Bittul in Isser, and you'll be loike on a kazais from the Arubis. And Tosfos says it can't be. There is no such thing.
But here, Kuleyama. Says,
the whole thing,
part.
Yeah. The whole thing is mamish dam. Okay, is that good? Yes.
To the question of if you have like a cookie and it has how much sugar, how much flour, you need a kazais of flour to make it.
Right.
Is that the discussion?
There's a discussion of that also in the Gemara. What's the din there? The Mishnah Berurah says you only say alamichya if you had a kazais of flour. And others disagree if the sugar is mitzdarf to the flour also. Not everybody agrees at the Mishnah Brewer on that side. Yeah.